your, I don't know, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes. one of each.
Okay. Well, I don't know much about your family or what kids they had, but this is just like hypothetical. Your sister's son would be your...
Nephew.
Uh-huh. And your mother's sister would be your...
Aunt.
And your mother's brother?
Uncle.
And in the old days, did they used to have a different word for a male teacher versus a female teacher? They call them by different names, or were they all called a teacher?
I think the teacher here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I went to school here in the West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The people who are related to you are your...
Relatives.
Mm-hmm. And people who are not related to you?
Friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Acquaintances.
See, in some parts of the country, they have words like kith and kin.
Oh, yeah.
For those.
I've heard that.
Now, your house, is it a certain style of...
It's either English or Cape Cod or a combination of, my mother used to say, bastard architecture.
That's interesting.
If she couldn't find out what anything was.
And it's, what's it constructed out of?
Brick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Stucco. Probably adobe, brick. There was a brick war here at one time. Yellow brick was from one company and red brick was from another.
A brick war. How funny.
They tried to shut each other out, you know, from that.
And don't they make some houses in Kern Place out of the mountain?
Yeah, oh, rock. Yeah. Yes, a lot of rock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how are the residential properties divided from one another? They have what kind of fences?
They're just lots and lots. Mm-hmm. And some of them are not in Kern Place. They're not all true. Some of them are triangular, some are square, some are rectangle.
And the and what's between the properties, though? There's something for privacy?
Oh, yes. There's rock walls, a lot of rock walls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's because of the cheap Mexican labor.
Oh, is that why?
Well, any Mexican knows how to do rock work.
That's right. Oh. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of rock.
And there's a lot of rock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Could you give me a sort of a word picture of your house, what kind of rooms you have?
Living room, dining room, kitchen, two bedrooms, and a small den or workroom, and a little sun porch.
Is that the sun porch?
That's the little, just a very small 10 by 12 or something. Mm-hmm. That was just added 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So this area right here is the living room?
Living room. Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know, do you have a fireplace?
Yes, a working one.
That's interesting, because most people have converted theirs into gas. By now.
I beg your pardon. It did work, but we did finally put in gas logs.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to clean it out.
Right, right.
So.
Well, okay, let's see. I haven't looked at your fireplace, but the shelf that's above a fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay. And the part that comes out from a fireplace is a...
It's a tile. It's a tile. Mm-hmm.
That tile portion is.
Yes. I'm trying to think of a... You want a name for it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have a name for it, that's okay.
I don't.
What would the hearth be?
Well, that's it.
Would that be it?
That would be the hearth.
Okay, because some people think that the hearth is inside the fireplace.
No, it can be outside.
That's the outside part. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Inside or outside. Inside and outside.
Okay.